Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's main event.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 103.9 FM and 7:50 AM. We're going to talk some local sports here for a moment. Now, earlier in the week, we had Cody Bunderson on the show. He's the owner and instructor at Fierce MMA Gym. Now, of course, they have Justice coming up. That's right around the corner, June 4th. It's going to be at the Carbon County Event Center. Do not forget, you can get your tickets to this event at Castle Country Radio. It's going to be a whole lot of fun, up to 15 MMA bouts. And joining us over the phone today, an individual that's going to be on that card. He's actually a local guy. You're going to recognize the name, Dr. Nicholas Hansen. First off, Nick, it's great to get you on the show today. I appreciate the time.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Hey, you're kind of new when it comes to MMA, right? I mean, you have one fight underneath your amateur record, and now you're getting ready to step back into the cage on June 4th.
Yeah, that's true. Been training about 2.5-3 years now, so... But it will be my second fight.
You're a doctor, so what is it that got you involved with MMA?
Well, back in my residency, I was always interested in sports medicine, and part of our rotations, we did ringside. We were ringside physicians for local Golden Gloves in San Antonio, and that kind of got me, you know, interested in the sport. And I did some boxing when I was a little bit younger, and was wrestling in junior high, and I've always been, you know, interested in the UFC and MMA, partially due to my brother-in-law, Cody Bunderson, who's been in it over 10 years now. So that's kind of how I was drawn into it.
You talk about during your residency when you were actually ringside at the Golden Gloves. I'm sure you definitely saw some interesting things take place.
Yeah, and the Golden Gloves is still amateur boxing, so nothing too bad, but quite a few fights down there, and quite a few good athletes.
Yeah, that's where you see definitely a lot of guys starting to find their rhythm, trying to find their groove within the sport. I'm a big boxing guy myself, slowly starting to transition into the MMA realm here. Why MMA over boxing?
Boxing, you know, is sort of more one-dimensional, whereas MMA incorporates boxing with Muay Thai, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and my biggest interest is in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu as a sport. That's kind of overall what got me into it.
Now, of course, you're going to be on this card again June 4th. It's Justice here at the Carbon County Event Center. It'll be your second fight. You lost your first amateur fight. Walk me through that process, what it was like walking into the cage for the first time and ultimately suffering a loss.
Well, really didn't feel a whole lot at all. Usually when I'm watching my friend's family fight, I get really, really amped up for it. But it was just a calming effect, which surprised me when I was out there for the first time. My first fight was against a guy, he's actually the striking coach at a gym in Cedar City, by the name of Jeff Young, and it was his fourth fight. So we beat each other up pretty good, lost a split decision. We went the distance, two judges for him, one judge for me. So it was a good fight overall. You know, great experience. I like would rather do that than go out, you know, and only have 30 seconds in the ring. So
yeah, definitely. What did you take away from that first outing?
I think I need to be a little bit more aggressive than I was. I mean, you know, do a lot of counter striking, but you know, be a little bit more aggressive, have a little more faith in my jiu-jitsu on the ground. So,
now, you mentioned your brother-in-law, Cody Bunderson, of course, instructor and owner at Fierce MMA Gym. Do you train here in Price?
I do, yeah. We train pretty much 6-7 days a week, you know, 3 hours a night during the week. So, you know, everybody thinks, you know, it's a couple guys getting in the cage and just brawling out like on the streets, but there's quite a bit of preparation and quite a bit of training that goes into this. So, you know, Cody himself has over 10 years of experience. He's been doing this for quite a long time and is now a purple belt in jiu-jitsu under Rob Hanley up at Absolute MMA.
And I think it is important to mention that gym, of course, is open up to everyone, and everybody kind of has a different, I guess, motive. Some people actually want to get involved and step into the cage. Other people just want to get out, have a good time, and some actually want to make sure that they're living a healthy lifestyle. And I think at Fierce MMA, you guys can kind of tackle all angles.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a guy that's looking to go out there and just beat people up, you're in it for the wrong reasons, and you really shouldn't be doing that. I think most people at the gym are doing it for fitness and to just challenge themselves.
Again, our guest right now is Nicholas Hansen. He's going to be on the card of Justice, which will take place June 4th at the Carbon County Event Center. Now, I want to talk about your opponent. You guys will be fighting at a catchweight 165. Taylor O'Neill, what do you know about your opponent, and how have you been studying him and preparing for this event?
Don't know a whole lot about him. He's kind of the fourth guy that we've been through so far due to some injuries and family issues. We've had a couple guys drop out. I know he trains at a gym in Idaho. Know he's pretty heavy-handed, has a good right hand. But other than that, I don't know a whole lot about him. I know he's been he's a tough kid, so we'll see.
As far as preparing for a different opponent like three or four different times, has it been difficult for you or not really?
In some aspects, one of the guys I was going to fight was more of a southpaw. So the training's a little bit different going up against a southpaw. One was more of a wrestler. So, you know, there are small things you have to change in your training regimen. But and I knew a little bit more about the other guys. Not knowing a whole lot about this guy, you know, there's not going to be a whole lot to change other than, you know, sticking to the basics.
Now, again, I just a minute ago, I was talking about how everybody kind of has a different motive. Where do you see your MMA career going? Do you want to take this thing a step further? I mean, obviously, you're a doctor. That's got to be your main focus. But outside of that realm, how far do you see this actually going for you personally?
This will be my last cage fight. I'm getting a little bit older. It's a young man's game. So gonna call it quits after this one, win, lose, or draw. So I'm going to still, you know, continue training at Fierce MMA. I'm going to, you know, continue advancing in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, continue doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu tournaments, which are a lot easier on the body. You don't have to get hit in the head for that. So this will be my last fight.
Is that kind of bittersweet for you, or are you happy with that, knowing that it will be your last fight?
I wish I would have got into it at a younger age. You know, had a little bit more time to do things, but again, you know, with medical career, it's kind of hard to do both at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's going to be a great night. You're going to be on the card. There's going to be a lot of other names here locally that people will recognize, and I know there are guys coming from outside the state. You just mentioned your opponent coming from Idaho. So, Nick, before I let you go, I want you to go ahead and tell the listening audience out there to make sure they get their tickets and come out for a great night on June 4th.
Yeah, it's going to be a great night. It's not going to just be guys off the street, you know, beating up on each other. These are gentlemen that have been in training for, you know, years, putting a lot of hours in the gym. We're going to put on a great show. We're going to be at least 12 fights. The venue's going to be great out at the event center, a lot of room. And promise you all, been training my heart out and going to put on a great show for you guys.
We're definitely looking forward to it. Again, tickets are on sale right now. You can get them at several locations throughout the area. Castle Country Radio, Squiggy's, Tougher, just a couple of places that are selling tickets. $30 for general admission, $50 for VIP. The VIP tickets come with dinner and also a drink. Dr. Nick Hansen, it's great to get you on. I thank you for taking out the time out of your busy schedule to talk about the event on June 4th. Best of luck.
Thank you, and thanks for having me on the show.
It's Dr. Nick Hansen. He's going to be a part of the Justice card. Again, June 4th at the Carbon County Event Center. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a great night. I'm going to be there as well. Make sure you come on out and join us. Get your tickets because it is going to sell out. It always does. You want to make sure you get those in advance. Still got a couple of weeks before the event, but it's wise to jump on those tickets right now. We're going to pause for just a moment. When we return, we're going to move over to the national sports scene. We're going to talk NBA basketball here on this Friday edition of Drive Time Sports.